This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A demonstration in central Baghdad turned violent this morning after protesters began hurling stones at U.S. troops. There are conflicting reports of what happened next, but it is clear that shots were fired. Several Iraqis and two U.S. soldiers were wounded. The demonstrators are all former soldiers who were demanding jobs and back pay. NPR's Guy Raz joins us from Baghdad. Guy, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And can you tell what happened?
Well, from what I've been able to piece together, it seems like the demonstrators confronted the U.S. soldiers who are stationed outside of an American military facility here. There was certainly shoving and pushing, which I saw some of, and then gunfire. At that point, the protesters started to hurl rocks toward the American soldiers. Some of them burned a nearby car, which, when I saw it, was still left burning in front of the U.S. base.
Now, tell us the source of the protest. These are all former Iraqi soldiers who have not been paid, I gather.
That's right. Back in May, the U.S. authority here dissolved the Iraqi army. Now, that was a very important institution in the country. It had something like 500,000 soldiers. So when it was dissolved, it basically left 500,000 men here without a paycheck. And I think, Scott, more importantly, without a sense of purpose. Now, there is an attempt by the U.S. authority here to reestablish an Iraqi military, but in the end, the size of that army isn't going to be able to accommodate those soldiers because it's only going to be about as tenth as big as the previous one.
Now, of course, today's demonstration and these casualties come at a time of increasing or persisting, maybe we should say, U.S. casualties, don't they?
Yeah, and this week alone, Scott, seven American soldiers were killed, one just last night here in Baghdad. I think something like almost 90 American soldiers have been killed by hostile fire since the White House announced the end of major fighting on May 1st. And just 2 days ago here, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the top military commander, he held a news conference where really for the first time he acknowledged that this is becoming a major problem. I mean, he said that something like between 3 and 6 American soldiers are dying each week in Iraq, and then something like 40 more are injured.
Mm-hmm. Now, I gather there would be no one answer to this, but are we talking about attacks using increasing sophistication either in planning or technology or sporadic attacks?
It's really, really hard to say. General Sanchez seemed to suggest that the attacks are becoming better organized and more sophisticated, and you know, most of the deaths are caused by these roadside explosions, bombs that are often detonated by remote control devices. So even with the best intelligence, even with the best technology, it's very difficult to avoid these kinds of attacks because they're relatively simple. And it's not always easy to find out who planted the bomb or who detonated it.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.